7:35, my next guest, you know, he's actually filled in as a guest host in the past. Frank used to talk about him all the time, and I've been talking about him, and I actually have gone to him to try to help Kim and I and our family with the long-term plan for retirement. Because at this point, it seems the majority of the industry is out there either selling insurance products, annuities, or stock market products, or whatever it is. And it gets very confusing for most of us. And I'm happy to welcome back Chris Alberta. Chris Alberta, president at Principium Tactical Wealth Management and Retirement Planner. And the fact that you were chosen by my bosses to fill in indicates that they also feel, as I do, that you're just the man for talking about these sorts of things and in many cases helping us and helping our listeners. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Paul. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I'm a little concerned about all the methane floating around my house right
now. Yes, you better get rid of that gas stove.
I'll look at it right away.
Yeah, I don't know what's next, but there'll be something, I guarantee you. According to the governor's office, and, you know, after her state of the state, we heard what her plans are for pensions. And I said, pension? What's a pension? Because most of us haven't gotten a pension. They switched off pensions seemingly a long time ago. But according to the governor's office, by the end of 2024, governor's proposal would again exempt public pensions and restore deductions for private retirement income, including private sector pensions, if you can find one, withdrawals from individual retirement accounts, which is what a lot of us have if we're lucky, and certainly 401k retirement savings accounts that's subject to an employer match. And if you can get money from your employer, you should take advantage of that. But fill us in on your take on all of this.
Well, you know, it's a good old dose of political posturing, in my opinion, and there's probably some premature celebration going on as well. There's two things here that I believe everyone would do well to understand. One, Paul, is that pre-2011, when Snyder took over and changed these laws, the first 90,000 or so of what you had in pension payments for those who still had them, or the first 90,000 or so from an IRA or a 401k that you took in terms of distributions, they were exempt from the Michigan flat rate. That changed, and so they changed it slowly in terms of age brackets so that it wasn't whiplash. But in essence, if you were born after 1952, a married couple, let's say, the first 40,000 of what they get currently from a pension or from their IRA or nest egg accounts is exempt from that 4.25%. So to give you an example, if a married couple draws $60,000 a year out of their IRA to supplement their income, $20,000 falls over that $40,000 threshold, they're going to be saddled with 4.25%, or let's call it $850 worth of a Michigan tax bill. So it's appreciable to a degree, but it's interesting to see them revisit this because, you know, Tom Barrett, who is a senator in Lansing, and he and I talked yesterday afternoon for half an hour or so about this. This is a passion project for him because he was from a district that was comprised of quite a few state workers, and many of them built their whole life around the fact that their state pension wasn't going to be taxed at all. So, you know, kudos to him in many ways. He's been throwing this bill against the wall since he entered, you know, the chamber the first time, and it's been wholesalely rejected by his own Republicans since the beginning. So it is interesting, I think, that she stands on stage, and it's not to disparage her for this, but she makes it sound as if the average Michigander is going to save $1,000 a year because of this pension tax. I rarely see people who are taking distributions, even from million-dollar retirement accounts, that would equate to a savings of $1,000. So on that note, I think there's some celebration that's undue. And then we really have to talk about whether or not it's feasible and it'll actually happen.
That's a good point. I mean, these things are the whole idea of a state of the state is to throw out there what hopefully is as much positivity as you can. But then the hard work comes in behind the scenes afterwards to see if any of it really comes true.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think I'm with you on that. I don't think this passes the smell test. If you think about the timing, you know, Governor Whitmer said she would do this from the get-go, and now she's 3 years into her four and desperately wanting to get people who may be on the fence into her camp. There is no better camp to be in than the age bracket of 64 and up for voters, because they pull the lever at a rate of 74%. So why not go out there and throw them a bone? But the reality is that it checks some boxes. She can say, well, I'm working finally in a bipartisan way because it's a Republican bill. She knows the Republicans won't go for it because they've shown that over and over again. On top of that, I think we all know that the reality is there's many, many different kinds of reforms bouncing around Lansing for wholesale tax reform, and this will fall down the list pretty quickly, in my opinion, and she knows. I bet you the Lions have a better chance of going to the Super Bowl next year than this becoming law, Paul.
I hate to hear that. Chris Alberta with us, president at Principium Tactical Wealth Management Retirement Plan. You've heard me do his commercials, and he does some work for me. And one of the things that you say in one of the commercials is, who do you trust? Let's forget about trusting the government doing everything that they claim they're going to do for us. And let's take the final couple of minutes we have, Chris, to talk about what we should be doing on our own to protect ourselves and our futures.
Well, that's a great question that I didn't necessarily expect. I mean, what's our biggest enemy right now? If we're talking in the retirement space, I would say that the biggest enemy has to be inflation. So, you know, the great irony of these scenarios where the governor throws out a potential savings of $500 or $1,000, it sounds appetizing on the surface, but to the middle class or even the lower middle class person who's really working paycheck to paycheck or Social Security check to Social Security check, if they're spending $40, $60, $80 a week more in fuel and groceries just to get by, $300 or $400 extra in tax savings doesn't really move the needle. So watching, you know, Paul, last 2 weeks as the market has given back maybe 10% at this point of where it was, I think the number one calling we have right now in the planning business, and that clients and consumers should really be thinking, is how do I turn myself into a good steward of my money? What can I do to preserve so that market losses on top of inflation, on top of selfish political decisions, don't put me in a position where I just can't succeed despite all of my efforts and my initiative?
All right. As always, good advice. We appreciate that. And I can say that if you need to talk to somebody, I've talked to Chris. I like his approach. He's about as far away as the slicked up Gordon Gekko type as you can get. He's the family kind of guy. And the same for his Principium team. And I just say this, don't leave it up to the government plan or anything else like that that you can't depend on. You have to depend on yourself. And so you need to talk to somebody who does this for a living. Whether it's Chris or somebody else, please do it. You have to talk to somebody. I happen to have chosen Chris after meeting him and hearing about his work, and I'm happy. In fact, you can reach him at 888-800-8949, 888-800-8949. If it isn't Chris for you, then make it somebody else. But don't just leave this hanging, because it's never too early and it's never too late to at least start doing something to protect yourself and your family in the years ahead. But I can tell you this, the sooner you start, the better you will be. And you probably agree, Chris, with that. The sooner you start, the better off you'll be. All right.
Thank you for the commendation. Bye.
Yep. I'll talk to you soon. 744, Chris Alberta, president at Principium Tactical Wealth Management and Retirement Planner at 744 WJR.